Hachette Audio presents Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the great London smog, and the strangling of a city. Written by Kate Winkler Dawson. Read by Graham Malcolm. To J.W.D., I'll always hold your hand through the fog. Prologue. The Shiver. Fog everywhere. Fog up the river, where it flows among green eights and meadows. Fog down the river, where it rolls, defiled among the tears of shipping and the waterside pollutions of a great and dirty city. Charles Dickens, Bleak House, 1853. The teenager carefully avoided broken shards of glass, barely held together by cracked window frames as the mist dampened her hair. She balanced on bricks and gently braced herself against the frame of the house. It was 1952. London's winter wind, chilly and biting, prompted a shiver that began at her scalp and travelled to her toes. 13-year-old Rosemary Sargent listened for the distant call of her younger brother as the mist thickened into a fog. She hopped across old pieces of wood full of rusty nails, materials that once held together a lovely house just a few homes down from her own. Now it was a bomb site, the perfect playground for mischievous kids hoping to avoid boredom. As she looked at the bricks, she could recall what her life had been like during World War II. During the late summer of 1944, the Nazis had unloaded on Rosemary's working-class neighbourhood in southeast London. She had been just 5. Her family had decided to stay, had refused to be driven out, and it was a miracle they survived. Years later, her parents still had their Morrison bomb shelter, a giant metal cage that sat in their parlour. Rosemary's mother had draped a cloth over it and called it a table. The teenager's dream was to become a schoolteacher, a goal that had sprouted in her family's front garden during the summer the Luftwaffe sent a doodlebug right over her house. Rosemary recalled gripping a piece of chalk, dragging it down her new chalkboard, and then hearing a hum. It was the buzz that triggered such anxiety in Londoners. She could still remember how it looked, like a torpedo with wings. It was really a V-1 flying cruise missile, carrying a warhead that weighed close to 2,000 pounds. She hadn't seen one in years, but she could imagine the thing quietly hovering over her house as she stood beneath it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?